Today's shiur is sponsored by the Virtual Halacha Program, a program to learn halacha at a high level under the auspices of Rav Remenzel, with an option for smicha. Visit vhalacha.com for more information about the new zman beginning now, learning Hilchos Shabbos and Basar B'chalav.
Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin daf Samach Dalet. We're still in Perek HaOmer, the third Perek of Maseches Kiddushin, as we continue our discussions of the father. The father's ne'emanus in the marriage of his daughter. That's what the Mishnah said yesterday. Man married off his daughter, he didn't know to who. So now the Gemara says, Ibai Lahu, about two-thirds of the way down on Samach Gimel of Beis, how far does this ne'emanus go of the father? We know the father is believed to say, I married my daughter, I don't know to who, somebody else came, ne'eman. If he came to the daughter, then he wouldn't be ne'eman, we explained yesterday. But now the Gemara says, Mahu liskol al yado. Can we give skila based on the father's ne'emanus? Meaning, if the father says, like, see Rashi, about 10 lines from where they get wide. Ma'olus kalal yado, shel ha'av, klomar al piv, based on his words, im amar kidashti es biti. If he says, you know, I married off my daughter, ve'edi kedushin ein balafan einu, there are no edi kedushin here. Again, it's not the case where he doesn't know this question. Let's say he says, you know, I married off my daughter, and then vizinsa, she is mizana, so do we give, do we give skila like a regular case of nara hama o rasa? That's the question. So machlokas Rav Amar Ein Soklin, Rav Asi Amar Soklin. Rav says no, you do not give skila, meaning he's believed that the marriage took place, but you don't go so far in terms of onshin. Onshin is always an extra level. Rav Asi Amar Soklin. Rav Asi says no, you do give skila. We're gonna have a gemara later on about Soklin ala chazakos. Right, skila is always the highest barometer that you could test of how far the ne'emanus goes. So it's a machlokas between Rav and Rav Asi. And Rav Meir Simcha here in his pirush says that, you know, the machlokas is how far does the ne'emanus of the father go? Is it real birur? Do we really exactly hold that it happened, or it's just more of a personal ne'emanus that the Torah gives him the ability? So Rav Amar Soklin.
That one man here, right?
What?
One man.
Yeah, it's not the case of any Odea. So I mean, when the father says, I married off my daughter, Kitashi is Biti. Right? This is not the case of Eini Odeya that we knew before. So Rav Amar Ein Soklin, Ki Himne Rachmana La'av Li'isura, Luktala Lo Himne. When does the Torah give him ne'emanus only Li'isurin? Li'isurin meaning to violate, Li'isurin meaning to get married. But Luktala Lo Mehemna, but to kill somebody based on it, so then we do not trust him. Says Tosas for a minute, look at Tosas Kivan. I'm sorry, not Tosfos Kivan. Tosfos, where's the Tosfos? Liktala. Liktala lo himna, v'im tomar v'aksib bo'os ha'parsha. But when you look at the next word in the parsha, after the ne'emanus of the father. Damar is bitin asadil isha zeh uskaluha. Right? So it talks about skila in the Torah. So how can you say it doesn't apply to onshin? So, alma liktala nami himne rachmana. Doesn't that befer a pasuk? So, v'yish lomar, diskaluha mayri hecha di'ika edim. No. You have to kind of, you know, split the pasuk. It's bitin asadil isha zeh is the makar for ne'emanus of the father. Uskaluha, though, is going on a case with the edim. There are edim that she had kiddushin.
Regular case of isha zinsa
is talking about a woman who had edim at her marriage.
So, and the edim are appearing now?
I don't know if the edim are appearing now, or it's known, everybody knows that there was a marriage. And here there are no edim.
But nobody knows that she's married?
Maybe people know, but only based on the father. People know it was only based on the father. It was a private wedding ceremony.
And in a regular case, if it was private, I mean.
Like, in a regular case, there are whether the edim have to be here. They either have to. It could be well. Every case of Ashes isn't so. We have to verify that there were. She's a real Ashes ish. See, the Bezdin will contact the edim themselves, or people will know that there were edim there. Every case of Ashes isn't so. We wouldn't just kill somebody without checking into it.
That since he's makabel the kiddushin, that this wife might be more.
Well, he was the one, right? Because he has special ne'emanus to say that his daughter is mekudeshes. So the Rav says that we don't believe him for skila. Rav Asi Amar Soklin, Lakula Milsa Himni Rachmana La'af. Rav Asi says, no, you believe it for everything. Lakula Milsa, the Torah gave total ne'emanus, which might mean it's not just a personal ne'emanus, but if it's a birur, we believe that that's exactly what happened. Amar Rav Asi, who says that she does get skila, admits though, but Omeris Niskadashti She'ain Soklin. Even though we give the father the ne'emanus, but if she herself says, Niskadashti, I had marriage, so then, Ein Soklin, we don't give skila based on her own words, right? That's not as far. V'amar Rav Asi, and Rav Asi then continues to explain himself. Again, Rav Asi, who just said that based on the father's words, we do give skila, but based on her own words, we don't give skila, says Rav Asi, you might think that this seems somewhat illogical. V'amar Rav Asi, hani shmaisa didi, my shita that I just explained, merav sinigri, breaks the roof. That's the lashon in the Gemara always uses when it's something, an amazing shita. Sometimes you'll see achronim who are about to say an amazing pshat, they'll say, pshat zeh merav sinigri. Merav sinigri, breaks the roof. Hashta, why does it break the roof? Why is it so unusual? Uma bimakom she'imbal lichnos kones, connecting to what we said yesterday. In a place where if somebody comes and says, I'm the one, kones, we would allow him to get married, meaning we don't assume that the father married her off to somebody else, but we trust this guy, Ritzoklin, and still in that case, I say, you give skila, meaning if we're talking about a case of a father, so makim shabbal lechnos in kones, so then in a place where if somebody comes and says, I'm the one, we don't allow him to get married, meaning in the case where she says, I get married to someone and somebody and I don't remember who, and then he comes and says, I'm the one, we don't allow him to get married, as we said yesterday, meaning why? Why don't we allow him? Because we assume she's married from, she already has the status of Eishes Ish from somebody else, so surely, Eino Dichas Oklin, surely you should say, skil, we give skil in that case. Because we're not going to allow her to get married to this guy, because we're vada assuming that she's an Eishes Ish to somebody else. So how can you say you don't get skil in that case? So Rav Asi continues and says it's not a problem, below he. Because it's not a question of more or less, it's a question of different. La'av himne rechmana l'dida lo himna. No, it's a special din of nemanos of the father. Special din of nemanos of the father that he has in terms of his bitin asati l'ishazeh. We're going to have later on, there's a special din of nemanos the father has regarding his son also. But this is regarding the daughter. Special din of his bitin asati l'ishazeh. As we're going to have on the next Amud, quoting the Makar Beferish in the Gemara. Period. Rav Chista, Amar Rav Chista is a third pshat. Echazeh v'echazeh ein soklin. You don't give skila in either case, whether the father or the daughter says. Again, the only time, according to your question, Joshua, the only time is if there were edim there. If there are edim not there, or they do research and they know that there were edim there. Either way, they do their research. But according to Rav Chisda, if it's just based on the father or the daughter, there's no skila in either case. V'yaz Rav Chisda l'taymei, Rav Chisda goes according to his reasoning l'shitaso. Damar Rav Chisda, because the Rav Chisda says, a father is trusted to say, "Bini ze ben teisha shanim yom echad." My son, the son over here, is 9 years old. 9 years old, meaning he's royal abia. Biti ze ubas gimel shanim yom echad. Also, ne'em on the carbon. He's believed enough to be mechay people a carbon if they live with, if it's a case where there's a chiyuv carbon. Avalola makos vola onshin, but not enough to give malchus or to give onshin. Right, it's not enough. So you see, that's the Rav Chisda Shita, so he's not believed for Onshin. Tanya Kavas is Rav Chisda, and there's a Brisa also, a Tosefta, that supports Rav Chisda. B'ni Zeh ben Yud Gimel Shanav Yom Echad, B'ti Zeh Bas Yud Bei Shanav Yom Echad. Right, my children are B'nei Mitzvah, Bar Mitzvah or Bat Mitzvah. So in that case, Ne'eman L'Nedarim V'Lacharamim Ula Hekdeshos Ula Erechim, Avalola Makuz Ula Onshin. Right, Ne'eman, they are believed, the father is believed, for to say that his children are bar bat mitzvah in terms of believing a neder that the child makes, nedarim, or charamim, or if the child is machrim, giving something to the Beis HaMikdash as a cherem, or lahekdeshos, or mamish giving something as maybe kedushas haguf, ula erechin, or if he says the erech, right, the special values that are given in the end of Parshas B'chukosai, the special values that person is upon me to give to the Beis HaMikdash, all of those are believed. He's believed in all these cases that his child is bar and bat mitzvah. Some of these are even the year before. We pasken in Mufal Samach Leish, even the year before this. Avalola makos ala onshin, but not for makos and not for onshin. They wouldn't be believed in that case. Where does the age of 12 and 13 come from? How do we know that bar mitzvah is age 13? What's the makor for that? There's a number of suggestions, but one of them is this week's parsha. Because if you do the math, it says, where's the Chumash? If you do the Psukim say, I think the Chubas HaRush says this one, that the Psukim say when the brothers went to destroy Shechem, so the Pasuk calls them Anashim. Anashim went to destroy Shechem. I'll just try to find that quickly, and if not, I'll, at the end, when it says, towards the end, yeah, but Vayichu bnei Yaakov Shimon v'Levi achei dina ish charbo v'yavo elish betach v'yarku kol zachar. Shnei bnei, I'm sorry.
Looking at the pasuk quoted last night, and it's on page
Either way, there's a word here. Sorry. The earlier one. So I think that's it, because if you do the math, Shimon Levi was 13 years old at this point. So that's why you say that. Oh, this is the makar for that they're called anashim at 13. I think that's the makar, but they quoted from here. But there are other makaras given too. So this is the nemanus of a father to say that his child is 12 or 13 years old. As Tosfos, fifth to last line in Tosfos. How is anybody killed these days? How is anybody killed if somebody is Bala Erva? How is anybody killed that we trust that this daughter, this girl, is 12 years old? If Chizda says you're not allowed to believe him for Onshim, so how do we kill anybody? Right? How do we kill anybody? And even if they have Cyrus, even if they have physical maturity, we're not sure. Don't you need what's called Shanim Visimanim? You need both years and Cyrus. And just because you have Cyrus, how do you know about the Shanim? The Cyrus, you could check. You could check to see if they have physical maturity. But how do you know about the Shanim? V'yomeri. The Ri says, Di'ika Ribui Saros, Samchina Na Ribui Saros. If you have, you're right, really you need two hairs and years. But if you have many hairs, ribui cyros, then that takes care. That's enough. Dein darkam lavo kodem yud gimel shana. If you have ribui cyros, that generally does not come before 13 years. That's answer one. Inami imhem gedolim bakoma yishlus v'chalasimanim. If they, you know, they're grown up and they look mature, you could even besides the simanim, but their height. So then you could trust it. V'hakoma yishlus v'chalasimanim v'hakoma. That's what Tosfos says. That's the first answer. That really you need Shana B'Simanim, but Ribui Cyrus takes the place, or Koma takes the place. Then Tosfos adds, O Pi Rishvi Shita Acheres. Dimemakam Simanim Ein Tzorach Eidu Shnayim. Maybe the second day is that you don't need Shana B'Simanim. Once you have Simanim, you don't need Eidu Shanim. Right? You don't need both. Okay, so this is the sugya of knowing when a child is a gadol or not. There is, just before we talk about the main shita, there's an interesting hara I saw in Sharam Sianim Balacha, where he quotes here, according to the first day of Tosfos, Ribui Cyrus take the place. So he says, this is connected to what I wrote somewhere else, that Di'im HaShamayim Malei Kochavim, if the sky is full of stars, Hu Laila L'Kol HaShitos, it is definitely nighttime for all the shitos. The Dafka Begimel Kochavim Efter Shatom V'lo Bekai Gavna. There's only three stars, maybe you can make a mistake, are they Kochavim Beinoniim? That's a question. But if the whole sky is full of stars, then for sure it's Laila according to everyone, because it's like Ribui Kochavim, like Ribui Saros, he quotes here.
I was actually just listening yesterday about making tefillin, and you have to be a gadol to make tefillin. Tzitzis.
L'chadchila, right. Could a kohen make his own tzitzis? So a kohen might be able to make his own tzitzis, but a gadol. So
unless someone was on top of the telling him to keep it in mind.
Gadol omen al gabo.
So we're talking about what the age of the gadol is. And they said that someone of bar 13 has a chazaka.
So that's what we're about to say now. Right? So there is something from Masechas Nida called chazaka de rabba. Chazaka de rabba means that rabba assumes that once there are shanim, you could assume there are simanim. That's rabba's shita. So the question is, do we pass in like Rabba? Once there are shanim, you could assume that there are simanim. Meaning, once some of the father knows that when the kid, nowadays we have records when the child was born, so you know shanim are clear. So what about simanim? So the general halakha l'maisa accepted opinion is that we accept chazaka d'rabba by dinim d'rabbanim and not by dinim d'araisa. Meaning, so if you have a din d'rabbanan, like counting somebody for a minyan, that's a din d'rabbanan. Like benching, right, counting somebody for zimun, that's a din d'rabbanan. So by dinim d'rabbanan, starting to be the chazan. So then, right when the kid's bar mitzvah, right, we could assume you could be the chazan, right, you could daven musaf for us, you could count for a minyan, so that's what we assume. But for dinim d'araisa, we generally do not rely on chazaka d'rabba. We do not rely on chazaka d'rabba, and that's why, like I mentioned in the past, that parsha zachar, let's say a bar mitzvah boy is bar mitzvah parsha zachar, he can lay parsha tetzaveh. Whatever the parsha is, because Kriyas HaTorah is the Rabbanan, but parsha Zachar, which is Daraisa, he cannot lay. And to be motzi somebody in shofar, which is Daraisa, also. So any dinim Daraisa, we would not rely. So the question is, we generally do not check Bisman HaZeh. We do not check Bisman HaZeh. Why don't we check? Because if you check and he does not have, then he cannot even do dinim Darabanan. Because the whole idea of Chazaka D'Rabba is we could assume there are simanim, and that's it. But you know, if you check,
what if his voice changes,
let's say he has a whole beard. So again, are there exceptions? You could ask a posik. Generally, we don't rely just on shanim. I guess if it's 100% clear, so then maybe you would be able to. That's what the Rama says in Simin Nunhei. In Arachayim, Ein Medaktikim Messiris, Elakol Shigilach Lashnosav, Machazkinan Oso Kagadol, Vaomrim Lenyinzem, Mistama Havish de Cyrus, and therefore you'd be able to count him for a minion for Dever Shibik Dusha. So that was that's what we generally paskin, the chilek between Dinim Drabanam and Dinim de Araisa. Okay, continuing. So just one other, let's leave that for a minute, and then we will. So Tosfos, yes, Tosfos says the next Tosfos, Ne'eman le Nedarim, right? What the father's belief for Nedarim to Eid Echa Ne'eman be Isurin. Tema asks Tosfos, two parts of Tosfos. First Tosfos asks Tema, Ha'ei Ne'eman alo b'davar shebiyado. Don't we say that there's the only time the father is believed if something is biyado, it's in his power to do something. So here is in his power to for the son to make a neder. So there's no biyado there. So there's a machlokas here. Tosfos here answers V'yesh Lamar Kivan to sofo le gadol. Since the child is going to become a gadol in the father's rishus, asuhu k'davar shebiyado. It's treated like a case of biyado because the father is basically in charge of this child until he gets older. So therefore, they treat it like a case of biyado. The Shef Shmaitza explains a little further that really the fact that the child is young. Remember, it's a chazaka she'asui lehishtanos. It's made naturally to change. It's not like a regular chazaka that we're talking about. Neged cheskas iser neged. It's a chazaka that's going to change. So therefore, what you need to overpower that chazaka is not so great. And therefore, you could say it's asu kadavar shebiyado. That's what Tosfos says here. The Shulchan Aruch Borim, a little bit later, says, maybe the ne'emanus of the father is not based on regular Eid Echa Ne'eman Bisurin. And therefore, you would need biyado. It's based on something that comes up in Maseches Baba Basra. It's based on the pasuk of Yakir. The pasuk in Kisaytse, Yakir, Lasses Lo Pishnayim, the father is believed to give the double portion to the Bechor. The father has special ne'emanus about the son. Midin Yakir. He recognizes Yaakov Lasses Lo Pishnayim, so that's the special din that the father has. So it's not based on regular Eid Echa Ne'eman Bisurin biyado. It's based on Yaakov. L'may nafkamina between whether the ne'emanus is based on Eid Echa Ne'eman Bisurin or Yaakov. Says Rav Chanan, the difference is what about ne'emanus for chalitza to say he's old enough to perform chalitza. So that is. If you say it's Yakir, then Yakir, you could trust him for chalitza also. But if it's Eid Echa Ne'eman Bisurin, this isn't Stam Yisurin. This has to do with Davar Sheba'erva. And therefore, he might not be believed for cases of Eidos L'chalitza. But either way, that's a machlokas between Tosfos and Rabbi Chanan. But then Tosfos has a second question. Umi Yukasha, my Aryaab, afilo acharnami. If it's based on Isurim, like according to the Shulchan Aruch Borim, the second question doesn't get off the ground. But according to what I said to Tosfos, that it has to do with Eid Echa Ne'eman Bisurin and Asu Kadavar Shebiyado. So then why does this whole Braisa say that a father is believed to say, my son is 13, my daughter is 12, and he's believed for all these things? What about a neighbor? What's the difference between a father and a neighbor? Let's say anybody knows. Why Dafka a father? V'yesh Lomar, Tosfos answers, to Av Dayik Tvei, L'dashanav. No, a father is medayik more to know exactly how old his child is. Lefisha alav mutal lahodio lacherim, because it's his job to tell others how old the child is. Lakach lavasu kibiyadav lokabacherim. It's the father's job. What does that mean? It's the father's job. So the father's mafarsim. Shram Sianu Balach again here says maybe this is the minhag of making a su'udas bar mitzvah, making a big bar mitzvah party so everybody knows. Everybody knows this is part of it's the father's job, right? Maybe the Mari Bruna says that this is why that we make a suda by pidyon haben, not just the suda's mitzvah, but it's also to be mafarsim how old the child is, because all these maybe is a fulfillment of this line in Tosfos that it's the father's duty. So therefore, he's the one that'll be more focused on it. That is Tosfos. Other answers given why Dafka the father is mentioned here. The Rashba says maybe you would have thought that the father shouldn't be believed because he's a karev, and he wants his son. You know, he wants his son to look. My son's a part of becoming making the minion. So maybe you would have thought Adam karev eitzel b'no kamash malan. That's why Dafka he says the father. The Ritva has one final point that says maybe that why Dafka the father. you might say, what does he talk about it? Okay, we'll wait with that. We'll wait with that to say it in the next line. Okay, let's continue now after the discussion of Tosfos. What about the mother? Is the mother included in Yakir? Dafka the father they talk about. What about the mother? Okay, good. Says the Mishnah, Masnisa, Kidashti is biti. Somebody says, I married off my daughter. Or, Kidashtiya v'gerashiya k'shiktana. I married off my daughter, and I accept a divorce for her, but all this is k'shiktana. When she was a k'tana. And this all when she was a k'tana. The Ritva says, Kidashtiya v'gerashiya is only when he said this tokadei dibur. Tokadei dibur is giving one testimony. He says it right away. I married her off, and I accept a divorce. V'harehi k'tana. If the daughter is still a k'tana, in this case, Naaman, he's believed. So if he said, I married her off, or I married her off and accepted a gerushin for her, so then in either case, meaning gerushin for her, and therefore she's a grusha, and then she can't marry a kohen, so then Naaman, he is believed if she is still a ketana. Why? Because he can do it now. That's the principle we're going to get to in the Gemara. He can do it now. So he's believed to say that he did it. Kidashtiya. But if he says, Kidashtiya v'gerushik shiktana, if he says, I accept a kedushin, and I accept a gerushin for her when she was a ketana, v'harehi gdola, but now she's a gdola, eino Naaman. He's not believed. He's not believed to pasul, or he's not believed in that case. Again, there are no edim here. If there are edim here, then there's nothing to talk about. Nishbeis upadisiha, but if he says, she was captured and I redeemed her, bein shiktana bein shikdola eino nemmon, he's not believed at all in that case. Again, nishbeis we had in the beginning of Masechas Ksubis, a number, second paragraph, a number of dafim about nishbeis by a shvuya, Chazal assumed that this she's a suffix zona, because you don't know what the umos ha'olam captors did to her. So therefore, in that case, the father is not believed at all. So says the Gemara.
Can a man sell off his in utero daughter?
Can a man be Makadesh?
Yeah.
Be Makadesh. That's what we had yesterday. If a man goes over to another man and says, your wife is pregnant.
I'm talking about his daughter.
Right, your wife is pregnant, so I want to marry your daughter. I want to marry your daughter. That was the case.
Okay.
Right?
Can he get a divorce from her also?
Can he get a divorce from her also? So Reb Chaim said you could do a Maisa Kedushin, but she's not really Miss Kadeshus yet. So I don't think you could do it. Could you do it automatically so that when the Kedusha kicks in, you could do a Maisa Gerushin?
She
could be born a Grusha. She could be born a Grusha. I'm not sure if you could go that far. You could do a Maisa Kedusha, but if she's not Miss Kadeshus yet, it might not be Shayach. That's definitely a Lobo La'olam. Says the Gemara, Maishta Reisha, Maishta Seifa. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? So I already alluded to one answer. Reisha biyade, Seifa la biyade. When she's a ketana, it's biyade right now to do whatever he wants with her. So then he's believed to say that he did it. Seifa's not biyade anymore, and therefore, she's a gdola now. She's a gdola now, so it's not biyade. And shvuya is also not biyade. Vilo, says the Gemara, it's not true. Is it not true to accomplish the same thing he wants to accomplish now? Vahare biyado, right? Biyado when she is a ketana, lahasiya lachalal to kafas lamikahuna, right? He could have, right, been married her off to a chalal that would have passed her from kahuna, right? It's not biyado we say to put her into captivity. So she's not believed to say nishbeis. But what do you mean? He could have. There was something that he could have done, and therefore he should be believed to have done it. Maybe he could have married her off to a chalal, who we know passels her from kahuna. Chalal is somebody born to a marriage which a kohen is usher to. Right? A kohen marries a grusha, so that child is a chalal or a chalala. Chalal means empty. Empty of kedushas kahuna. Right? Chalal also means a corpse. Right? Because he's empty of life. Right, chal nischal al chilul Hashem, meaning that Hashem is empty from this area. So chal always means chal is an empty space in modern Hebrew. So chal is empty from kahuna. A chal gets the third aliyah. A kohen who marries a grusha and they have a child, that child gets the third aliyah. Doesn't get the first aliyah. He does not have kedushas kahuna. It's a big shaila. I remember one of my mentors had said, he's rabbi of a large shul, and one time the president of the shul, you know, in a certain area, was married to a grusha, and he was a kohen, and his son was getting bar mitzvah, and he wanted his son to get kohen, and he couldn't. So what do you do in that case? Or he asked all the kohenim to leave. So there's no kohen. Is that enough of a tzorich for Moshe's tshuva that you ask him to leave? Or no, dafka not, because you're being machnif to an over avera, and you can't give him. It's a big shaila. Obviously, it's a clear, but you have to know what to do in these cases. But either way, so the Gemara says, can he marry her off to a chala, and that'll passel her from kahuna anyway. So if you can do that, so believe that, right? Believe that he did it, and she was a grusha, right? You're saying that gerushin is not in his gerushin or shvuya is not in his control. So the Gemara says, no halakasha. Maybe this mission is going like Reb Dustoy ben Yehuda, like the sheet of Reb Dustoy ben Yehuda, the Amar, who says, Benos Yisrael mikvatar la chalalin. Benos Yisrael are a mikvah for chalalin. Meaning Reb Dustoy ben Yehuda says that, we're going to have it later on, Rashi quotes in Daf Ayin Zayin, that a bas chalal zachar kishera likahuna, sheisho tira ezaro. That a bas chalal, if a chalal marries a kosher girl, right? A kosher anan chalala, then the children are not chalalim. We're not passing that way. But so that's maybe so that's what the Mishnah is like. So therefore, he wouldn't have passed her if he married her off to a chalal. Married to a chalal. Rashi says, 1 minute. Couldn't he just like be mekadesh and be megarish her? That also is posel her. So the Rashi explains that yes, that could posel her from truma, but that would not posel that would posel her from kahunan, but not from truma. And by shvuya, what he's trying to add the extra ne'amanus he wants is that he posel even from truma, because suffix zona is posel even from truma, and that he can't do by saying that she was a grusha. Continuing the Gemara, v'yabiyado lasila mamzer. Okay, fine. Forget chalol. Can he marry her off to a mamzer? So our answer is Rabbi Akiva, Tamar in Kedushin Tovsin, B'chayvi Lavin. No, he can't marry it according to Rabbi Akiva, he can't. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion, Machlokas Tanoim, we had him Sechas Yavamis, that Kedushin are not Tovsin by Chayvi Lavin, so if he marries her off to her mamzer, it doesn't work. Kedushin are not Tovsin, and therefore he cannot marry her off to her mamzer. Harabi Adolasi Amana Lekoin Gadol, can he at least marry her off, if she, assuming she is an Amana, that she can marry her off to a Kohen Gadol, Ukrev Simoy, and like Rav Simoy, he says, Atan Rav Simoy Omer, Rabbi Simai says, "Minakol osa Rabbi Akiva mamzer." Every Rabbi Akiva makes everybody a mamzer, meaning kiddushin are not tovsin; they go together. Chutz be amanah lekohen gadol, except for amanah lekohen gadol, are not shari amar Torah. Because what's the amanah lekohen gadol? Lo yikach v'lo yichalel chilulin osa ve'inosin mamzerin. Amanah lekohen gadol is a special limud that they only create chalalim and not mamzerim. Question mark. So can he do that? And that their kiddushin are tovsin. Rabbi Akiva would admit. The Gemara answers, "Rabbi Yeshevav." No, maybe it's like Rabbi Yeshiva of the Amar who said, "Bovenet Saveach al Akiva ben Yosef." Let's scream at Rabbi Akiva. Shahaya Omer, Kol Shein Lo Bia B'Yisrael Avlan Mamzer, who said that anybody who you're not allowed to marry, the Vlad is a Mamzer, meaning even Amana L'Kohen Gadol. So therefore, maybe that's who the Gemara is like, and therefore you cannot, he cannot marry her off to Amana L'Kohen Gadol. Finishing up, I Hanich Rabbi Yeshiva. This is according to Rabbi Yeshiva. Ila Taimi Danaf Shei Shapir. If he's saying his own independent line of Rabbi Akiva says, whoever you can't marry, so then that child is a mamzer. So then that works. Because then you say, even Amana L'Kohen Gadol is excluded, and there's no Tvisas Kiddushin. But it's Rav Yeshevav is just going on Rav Simai, and he's just adding on one extra category to Rav Simai. He's not saying a total independent statement of any time you're not allowed to marry this woman. Rabbi Akiva says the Vlad is a mamzer. But he's just adding on to what Rav Simai said. Rav Simai said he even includes Chayvei Lavin and to that, Rev Yeshevav is adding on one more case. So says the Gemara that Harabiyadu Lasiyala Chayvei Asay. So then maybe Chayvei Asay are not included in the non-Tvisas Kiddushin. What are Chayvei Asay? Mitzri V'Adomi. The Torah says you can marry a Mitzri after 3 generations. Meaning before that, it's only an Isser Asay. There's no Los Asay. It's an Isser Asay that you're not allowed to marry before that. So maybe they're Rabbi Akiva would agree that there is Tvisas Kiddushin, and then we're back to the question on our Mishnah, so maybe the father could do that, and he could passel her anyway. So the Gemara says, Amar Ravashi, 1 minute, Vitizbara, Reisha Mishim Debiyadahu? Forget the whole thing. The first case in the Mishnah, the reason that the father is believed to say, I married my daughter, or I married a divorce when she was a ketana, that's not purely based on Biyado. Need to be Biyado Lakasha, Biyado Lagarsha. So fine in terms of the marriage, he's believed, but he's not believed in terms of Lagarsha. So biyado can't be the whole explanation of the first line in the Mishnah of kidashti v'girashi kishiktana and shisolaktana. There's got to be more. Va'od and also ilu amar hay delo nichal abegava mimatzi maktish niyale balkarchei. Even by kiddushin, the father doesn't do it by himself. There's got to be a suitor. There's got to be a makadish that also has ratzon. So nothing's biyado in the reisha. So there must be a different explanation for the difference between the reisha and the seifa. The Pnei Yeshua asks a very strong question here. He says, the Gemara has all these havaminas, maybe the father can marry you off to this, maybe the father can marry you off to that. How does the Gemara know that? We're about to have, let's read it, and then we'll ask the question. Ella Amar Ravashi. Reisha Ravashi says maybe there's a totally different shot in the Mishnah. You know why in the Reisha the father's believed? Reisha Rachmanahim Neka Rav Huna. Like Rav Huna says, Amar Rav Huna Mara, the special Ne'amanus the father has when the child is for kiddushin, minayin la'av shenem alesar as bito bina Torah. How do I know the father has power to aser his daughter bina Torah and say that she's married? Shenemar, the pasuk says, as biti nasati lishazem, I gave my daughter to this man. La'ish, if you would have stopped him, biti nasati la'ish, I gave my daughter to man at that moment. Asra, he asered her. La'zeh hazeh, this man, he tira, he matered her. Right, that's the makar we had in Ksubas Chav Beis of Pesha Asar or Pesha Hitter. But Nisuin Hemne Rachmana La'av Bishvui Elohemne. So it's a special din in Ne'emanus by Kiddushin. The father is believed by Kiddushin and not by Shvuya. Special din, and that's why the Reisha, he is believed. Period. Ask the Pnei Yeshua. How does the Gemara know all these cases? The Havamina, maybe he could buy you off to this one, puzzle on this puzzle. Maybe the Ne'emanus the father gives is only by Ksherim. The Torah gives to the father is only to marry you off to Ksherim. Who said that he's allowed to marry you off to do an Aveira? Why does the Gemara assume it's as a Dover Pashit that the father can marry you off to a Pasola? Right, or like the Gemara says sometimes, the father can marry off to anybody. How do you know that? So he says it has to be because what's the Parsha about? It's Bitan Asati Lisha Zeh. We're talking about a case where he married her off in the Parsha Mosi Shemra. And there it talks about Velosia Leisha is a special exclusion that if the man is Ma'ani, so Mosi Shemra, Velosia Leisha only applies by an Isha Ru'uyala. Mashma, that the father really can marry her off to anyone. So that's what he says. But again, it's a very strong question. How do you know? David Milum has a different shot of how do you know this? Because who's doing something wrong here? Says the Avni Milum in Simin Zion, when the father marries her off to a pasul, whose Aveira is it? Says the Avni Milum, ironically, it's nobody's Aveira. It's not the father's Aveira, because Amon al-Kohen Gadol is a personal Aveira. Right? Grusha, all these Mamzer, Leisha, is a personal Aveira. What, if the father arranged it? Okay, maybe it's Lifnei Iver. Messayei L'dvar Aveira. But the father's not doing an Aveira here, and neither is the girl. So nobody's doing anything wrong. That's why the father's allowed to do it. You're right, it's a terrible situation that's being created. But nobody's doing a specific Aveira. He says, So ironically, says the Avni Miluim, there's nobody doing an Aveira here. And that's why you'd be able to do it. The other, just one other pshat, maybe to answer the Pnei Yeshua's kasha, is that I saw one of the Achronim suggest that Rav Yashiv in Ha'aris Mezechas Kedushin, that maybe because the whole point that the father's allowed to marry her off is a schus mamon. Schus mamon, he's allowed to accept the Kedushin for her. So once it's a schus mamon, you're not medactic about how this schus mamon came about. It's formulated as a schus mamon, and if it's a schus mamon, so then we say it works no matter what. Okay, that was on earlier. There's a lot of discussion on this last line of the Gemara. And it starts with the Ran. So the Gemara says, by Shvuya, the father is not believed. Why isn't there a Migu? Why isn't there a Migu here that since the father could have said, I married her off to one of the Psulim, so he's also believed to say Nishbesi, and I redeemed her. Right, it's the same thing. So you're saying he only has Ne'emanus in marriage and not in Nishbeis? So make it a marriage case. Migu that he could have said, I married her off to one of the Psulim, so therefore he should be believed to also say, I married her off to a Shvuya. Answers the Ran, he's not Ne'eman to say that he gave her over to be a Sisser. You can't say a Migu like that. You can't say a Migu, I did something Usser. Migu's not going to work that way. Why can't he say, and this is a key line, why can't he say then, says the Ran, I married her off and I divorced her? He could have said that, some believe by Shvuya too. So says the Ran, Migu lachatzi taina lo amrinan. Sounds very important. What does that mean? Migu lachatzi taina lo amrinan. If Migu, I could have said a different claim, but which would only have accomplished half of what I'm trying to accomplish in my present claim, you don't see a Migu there. If you would have said Grusha, so then she would be nifsal to marry a Kohen, but not nifsal to eat Truma. So therefore, migu lachatzi taina lo amrinan. You don't say that. That is what the Ran says here. That's the big yesod of the Ran. Then he says, so what about by a Yisrael? By Yisrael, who's not eating truma anyway. By an Ashes Yisrael. So why don't you say that? So says the Ran, v'chitei matenat bas kohen, bas yisrael meikel ha-meimar, why don't you say the migu works there? So says the Ran, very important. Nira, haino taima, bishab dekivan to bin nishbeis, pogi mosa yoser, since by nishbeis it would be worse. Why? Because had she been a bas kohen, he would not possible her from truma. So too, by even by nishas yisrael, it must be a worse type of claim. And therefore, we wouldn't believe her either. That is what the Ran says. Then the Ran has a totally different shot. Acherim omrim, once the Torah believes the father, it's a chiddush. And ein l'chabo elach yidusho. You don't go farther than that. Says Rabbi Chanan, what are these two deus about in the Ran? Whether it's Migu l'chatzi tana lo amrina, and just you can't have a further claim, or Migu is a chiddush. It goes to the two deos of what the how does Migu work. Huge discussion. Look at Rabbi Chanan and Chelek Beis. He has many, many pages on the sugi of Migu. But the Yisod that he comes back over and over again, what all the Achanan discuss, is how does a Migu work? Because I could have said something else, so then believe me what I said now. So is that because I must be telling the truth? What's called Malo L'Shaker? Since I could have said that, and you would have believed me there, so believe me now, I must be telling the truth. Right? It's a Birur. I really think it's true. Or do we say, no, Migu doesn't work based on it must be true, but it's that we magically give the power of the other claim to this claim, what's called koach hataina, right? Whatever I would have said there, you know, I would be believed, but therefore I get that power to this, I give that koach to this claim that you're doing now. Says Rabbi Chanan, those are the 2 days of the run here. If you say that it's based on ne'emanus, so then you say, migul hachatzi taina lo amrinan. Because, you know, you can't be greater than, you know, Miga, I could have said that. Okay, so I'll only believe you based on what you said there. But if you say it's a chiddush in the Chabal Chidusha, what do you mean? It's the point is that we believe him. So that second day of the Ram must be thinking about assuming like the other day of Migu, of Migu, it's Koach HaTaina, and maybe you only applied that principle in a limited way because it is the Ne'emanus of the Father is a chiddush. Okay, let's continue. There's more, but feel free to look at the Achronim on Migu L'chatzi Taina. Says the Mishnah, Mish Amar B'Shat Misaso, Yishli Banim Neiman. A man says, at the time of his death, or the Tosfos Yandav says, La Dafka, but he just says, at a certain time, Yishli Banim, I have children, and therefore my wife will not have to do Yibum Ne'aman. He's believed. Yishli Achim, I have brothers, and therefore my wife is going to have to do Yibum. Eino Ne'aman, he's not believed. Alma, what do you see? Ne'aman L'hatavei Ne'aman L'eser. Seems like from a Mishnah, you always believe the husbands, or the father, Lahatir, right? To say his wife does not have to do Yibim, but not to say his wife has to do Yibim. So Yibim Matisa to look Reb Nassan. Let's say the Mishnah is against Reb Nassan. Titanya, Bishas Kiddushin, if when a husband and a wife get married, Amar Yishli Banim, the husband says, I have children from a previous marriage, and therefore you're not going to have to do Yibim. Bishas Misa, Amar Ein Lo Banim, or Bishas Misa, he says, I don't have children, and therefore you're not going to have to, you will have to do Yibim. Bishas Kiddushin, Amar, Ein lo achim, b'shas. When he gets married, he says, I don't have brothers, and therefore what? You don't have to do yibum. B'shas misa, but then shas misa, he says, Amar yesh li achim, I have brothers, and you have to do yibum. So neman lahatevei neman la'isr divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, he's always believed to say, whatever the case is, that yibum is not required, but he's not believed to say, my wife is stuck and has to do yibum. Rebbe Nasan Amar af neman la'isr. Rebbe Nasan says, no, he's always believed. He's always believed that Shas Misa, if he says, I have brothers or I don't have children, he's believed. So isn't our Mishnah against Rav Nasan? The Gemara answers, no, Amar Rav Ashani Hasam. That case of the Brisa is different. Why? Kiva de Bishas Misa Kahadar Bey, Ema Kushta Ka'amar. No, in the Brisa we're talking about a case where he's changing his mind at Bishas Misa. And if he's changing his mind Bishas Misa, so then we assume he's telling the truth. What, he's going to cause problems for this woman right when he dies? We don't believe somebody's going to do that on his deathbed. Mashenkin, in the previous case, in our Mishnah, he didn't say anything b'shas kedushin. So if he would have kept, right, he could have just kept quiet. He could have just kept quiet, right? If he's not chozer bo, there's nothing on his head. There's nothing on his head. So that's why the case is different. Amalei Abaye, once I have a love called the chenu, isn't it a kavachomer the other way? In the case of the Braisa, where he's changing what he said, so we believe him. So then, Masisan de lo kamar le dibure. In the Mishnah, he's not changing anything. He's just saying something for the first time. Well, Koshukin, surely he should be believed. Surely he should be believed in our Mishnah. So he answers the Gemara. El Amar Abaye. Abaye says there's a different difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Masnisan, what do we think beforehand? In our Mishnah, we don't think he has brothers or sons. Diamrinan. So we say, at this point, is he going to have to, she going to have to do Yibam? No. So, if we say, Kiva de lo muxalam b'bani v'lo ba'achi, Amar yesh li banim ne'aman. That's why he's believed to say, I have sons, because he's not changing the chazaka. There's no Yibam before he talks, and there's no Yibam after he talks. That's why he's ne'aman. Yesh li achim eino ne'aman. But to say, I have brothers, he's not believed. Why? Lav kol kamine, to asa la kol yama. He's not believed to change the chazaka. But Braisa, du muksak lan ba'achiv lo muksak mabani. The Braisa is a case where he's muksak to have brothers and not children. Meaning, we assume at the time they got married, he says, basically, that there's going to have to be Yibam here. Diamrina mali l'shaker. So we say, it's a migu. Why would he lie? Why would he lie? If we think that she has to do Yibam, at the moment that he gets married, he says, there's a chiv to do Yibam. So now we say, why would he lie? My kamar l'mifrei mi Yibam. Right, why would he lie? To get her out of Yibam? So Matzi Amar, Ana Patrana L'chabit Gita. He could just say, I gave her a get. Right, so therefore, since he could do that, so that's why we assume that's what happens at the time of the marriage. He has a certain emunus to say that she is not going to be zakuk to Yibam. So now, on his deathbed, when he changes it, does he have power to change what he said at the marriage? So Rebbe says, Ma'ali l'shaker ki edim, dummy. What he said at the time of the marriage has the power of witnesses. That migo has the power of witnesses. So va'asi edim akri chazaka. So that testimony at the time of the marriage uproots the previous chazaka, and therefore he doesn't have the power now to change it. Rebbe Nazan savar ma'ali l'shaker ki chazaka dummy. No, the migo at the time of the marriage only has the power of a chazaka. Lo asi chazaka v'akar chazaka lagamri. He does not have the power to be oker the previous chazaka totally. So then at the time of his deathbed, when he says she has to do Yibum, we will believe him. We will believe him. So as a machlokas, what is the ma'ali l'shaker is another way of saying migu. So what power does that have at the time of the marriage? Again, the Bryce is talking about a case where at the time of the marriage he said, I don't have brothers or I have children, meaning she is not going to have to do Yibum. That's what he said at the time of the marriage. She is not zakut to Yibam. So what power does that have? Because he could have just given her a get at the time. So that's a power of, I could have done something else. So does that have the power of Edim or not? So if he says the power of Edim, so later on when he tries to change it, he's not going to be able to uproot it. If it does not have the power of Edim, then later on he will have the power to uproot it.
What if he was just silent at the marriage?
So that was the case of the Mishnah. He was silent at the marriage.
And he doesn't say anything. Do we have to search? No, forget about it.
No, so there is...
He doesn't say anything ever.
He doesn't say anything ever.
And he dies.
So Bezdin has to figure out whether this woman has a chazaka of, this brother, man has a chazaka of having brothers from, we'll have to do research.
They'll have to do research. So they're no better off or worse off.
So let's say we don't know.
He could have had Amigo not to say something else. He could have had Amigo to say nothing.
Right, and that's what we said earlier, that he could have said nothing. That was on the bottom of an aleph. The Gemara used that svara. He could have just said nothing. That was before we came to Abaya. So you're right, you have to look at every case, what we would have said without his saying anything, and what we would have said now. Okay, says the Mishnah, HaMekadosh Bito Sam, to the whole next 20 lines we had earlier on Daf and Aleph. So that's why you shouldn't go through it. HaMekadosh Bito Sam in a Bokus Pachlal. The man marries off his daughter, and it doesn't specify which one, the older daughters are not included. So we assume that they're not included. A man has two wives, and he has two daughters from each of the wives. He has an older wife, and then he had two daughters. Then that wife died, Rashi says, so it's not confusing. Then there's the younger wife, and then he had two daughters. The Yomar Kedashi is speaking, he said, I married off my daughter, Hagadola, the older one. The Eni Odeya, we have no idea what he means. Im Gdola Shebegdolos, if that means the oldest, O Gdola Shebegtanos, or the olders of the younger, Oktana Shebegdolos, or the younger from the older wife, She Gdola Shebegdola Shebegtanos, who's older than the older one from the younger wife. So it could be 3 out of 4. So Kulan Asuros says the Mishnah, they're all Asur, Chuzman Akhtana Shabakhtanas Divir Bimeir. Bimeir says all the daughters are Asur, unless you figure out which one, except for the younger daughter from the younger wife, because that's surely Akhtana Shabakhtanas. Ask the Makna, what do you mean? Why don't you say Kol the Parish, Miruba Parish, and, right, and Rove of these girls are Mutter, Kol the Miruba Parish, and each one is Mutter. So says the Makna, based on a Mordechai, that you only say Batal Barov, when there's a Nikar Ho'isr beforehand. You have a Trey Frank and it falls into a lot of Franks, so then you say it's Batal Barov. But here, if it was never Nikar in the first place, you don't say the principle of Batal Barov. So that's an important Yisod in Yoredeya, and that's what he applies to the Shita of Rabbi Meir. So the Shar Yosher, Rabbi Shimon Shkap says maybe that concept of Batal Barov doesn't apply to people. You have to put this though with the sugyas of the Zarek Evan Lego. You throw a rock into a group and you have a certain amount of Jews and non-Jews in terms of Chiyamisa, because those Gemara is talking about Azlina Basaruba. So you have to work that out. Maybe there's a difference between Balta Barov and Azlina Basaruba. Rav Yossi Omer Kulam Mutar Chuzman Agdolos Shabagdolos. Rav Yossi says, no, they're all Mutar, except for the oldest. Next case. Kedashi is Bidi Akhtana Vedi Adiyam Khtana Shabagdana. I married off my younger daughter. Again, you don't know which younger daughter. 3 out of 4 might be called younger to somebody. So, Kulan Asuros, Chuzman Agdolos Shebegdolos. Again, they're all Asur, except for the oldest one. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kulana Mutaros Kulos Benaktanos Shabaktanos. Again, Rabbi Yossi says, no, only the youngest one is Aser. So, Haktanos Bichlal, says the Gemara now, what did the first line of the Mishnah say? That if you marry off your daughter Stam, the older ones are not included, Haktanos Bichlal, but all the younger ones are included? All your Ketana daughters? Shmas Mina, doesn't we prove from here what we discussed there on Daf Nun Aleph? Kiddush Hashem Yisrael Nabiya, have a Kiddushin. It must be that a marriage that does not lead to Bia, meaning a marriage where you married three different women, so you don't know who you married, that's still a good Kiddushin. We had a Machlokas there, Abaye and Rava. So the Gemara answers, no, Hakamayaskina, Kishen Shem Elagdala Ketana. There are only two daughters, an older one and a younger one. So the Mishnah says the older one is not married, so it means the younger one's married. Va Bogros Kanani, but doesn't say Bogros in plural. So my Bogros, Bogros to Alma. No, Bogros means Bogros to Alma, general, any father who does this, the Bogros are not included. So Pshita, Bogros, Maiva the Tayus. If that's true, of course, the older one, if there's only a younger daughter, so what's the Chiddush of saying the Bogaris is not included? Hacha, Maiskina the Shavide Shliach. The Chiddush is where the Bogaris appointed her father as a Shliach, go get married for me. So Ma the Tehmaki Makabel, and then he is Makabel Kedushin Stam. So Ma the Tehmaki Makabel Kedushi had died to the Yoka Makabel, you might think. So when he accepts Kedushin, it must be for her because he is her Shliach. Kamash Malan, still. Lo Shavik Inish, Midi Disle, Ano Aminei. A person does not leave over something that he does not get hana from, that he gets hana from, meaning kesef, he accepts kesef for the katana, and he won't do something that he won't get any money from. One second, Milo Askinan da Amrle Kedushilach, maybe the Bogera said, be my shliach and accept the kedushin for me also and keep it. So then he would get bihana, not filohachi still, Oshavak Inish mitzvah to Rami Alei. Person wouldn't leave a mitzvah that's a comment upon him, Vavid mitzvah to Rami Alei, and leave over a mitzvah that is not Rami on him. 2 points. Number one, we said at the beginning of the second parak, isn't it Asur Lakadish's Bituk Shiktana? So the writ for there earlier explained maybe that's different, Ketana versus Nara, maybe different cases. And number two, marriage here is called mitzvah. Marriage is called mitzvah, relates to the Machlokas Ramam Rush, whether marriage itself is a mitzvah or not. We'll have to stop here. Be'ez Hashem, please, tomorrow, come on time. Kiddushin Samachay is huge. Eidei Kiyum, Makar for Eidei Kiyum. Machlokas Ksos and Rebchayim. The Gemara is tomorrow on Samachay Amabes. Chavl Achrini or not, Be'ez Hashem, we will continue. There's a lot that comes up on tomorrow's daf. Okay.